Good morning, I'm Vince Lancey, and in today's market rundown, we're going to talk about too many longs too fast in context of the open interest in gold. We'll look at some market driving news after that. First, let's take a look at the markets. The dollar is down two at 102.83. Bonds are steady at 4.09 yield. S&P is up 7 at 51.32. The VIX is trading over 15 now. Gold is down almost $10 at 21.72. Silver is 24.37, down 8 cents. Copper is trading 3.90, up 2 and 3/4 cents. Bitcoin is essentially unchanged, trading at 72,000. We're going to talk about that in more depth tomorrow. All right, you can't ignore this stuff. Ethereum is trading 4,032. Platinum, palladium down about 75 basis points on average. Oil is down 18 cents at 78.03, and natural gas is 178, up 3.3%. Okay, so what are we going to talk about here? What did I say we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about too many longs too fast. And I'm speaking to you as a trader now. This is a tactical conversation we're going to have here. First, here's the GoldFix website. Those are the three most recent stories that we have up. We discussed some of this with you yesterday. Anyway, you should subscribe. Market commentary. Let's first, read ING's comment. We have that full report attached for premium subscribers. Excerpt: Gold surges to fresh record highs. Gold prices jumped on Friday to trade just below 2,200 an ounce before giving back some of the gains this morning. This was put out Monday on the 11th. Gold rallied almost 5% last week, setting a nominal high on four consecutive sessions. I moved right to the section that I think is most important about this. The latest CFTC data shows, and we talked about this on Sunday with founders, that speculators increased their net longs in COMEX gold by 63,018, the biggest weekly addition since June 4th, 2019, for a third consecutive week, leaving them with a net long of 131,060 lots as of Tuesday, the highest bullish bets since the week ending January 2nd, 2024. This is them talking. We expect gold prices to trade higher this year as a safe haven demand continues to be supportive amid geopolitical uncertainty with ongoing wars and the upcoming U.S. election. I agree. We have revised our 2024 gold forecast higher, and we now expect fourth quarter prices to average 2150. That's good. But here's why I'm talking tactically. This is courtesy of Mike Say. Look at the open interest changes there. That's the largest open interest change of all time. And well, we have to talk about that. Continuing with ING, we expect an average of 2,084 in an ounce in 2024, and the assumption that the Fed starts cutting rates in June and the dollar weakens. The Fed now awaits U.S. inflation data due for release on Tuesday, today, for further clues on the U.S. monetary policy, a stronger than expected reading. Okay, that full report is attached at bottom. What can we say about that? Well, when you have open interest that climbs like this in such a short period of time, you should be careful what you wish for in the short term. The market is extremely overbought, number one. Number two, the buying that came in all of a sudden after that February accumulation by a mystery buyer, someone whose name is Central Bank, probably a BRIC central bank. Well, all that buying came in after that big whale order was filled. And when you have this kind of open interest increase on the buy side, you have to expect Some of that money that came in last week, especially last Friday, was on the back of some anticipation of a pop on CPI, some anticipation of an indication of Fed easing. You have to expect that some of that money is hot meaning they're going to be in, they're going to be out, and they're going to react quickly. And a lot of that money bought it near new all-time highs. And that means their tolerance for pain will be low. So there are two ways to look at this in the context of CPI. If the CPI number is bearish for gold, you should expect gold to sell off more than normal. Expect. If it doesn't, that's great. Okay. If the CPI number is bullish, you should expect a pause in the rally as these hot money types sell into strength. To the extent that they don't overwhelm the new buying, because there will be fresh buying if the CPI number comes out bullish for gold, you should expect the market to continue to make new highs. 2200 is on the radar. I think that will happen. I don't know that it'll happen today, but that's pretty much it. Moving on to the news, Reddit and selling shareholders aim to raise about $750 million as part of the company's upcoming IPO, according to corporate filing on Monday. Private equity groups globally are sitting on a record 28,000 unsold companies worth more than $3 trillion as a sharp slowdown in deal-making creates a crunch for investors looking to sell assets. If the economy does not land, you will see an increase in IPOs. That's the next phase of the cycle. Oracle reported an earnings beat in its quarterly results. However, revenue came in a little bit light of expectations. Geopolitically, it's basically Cold War II. You can look at these all together, look at them regionally. You have problems in the Middle East. That would be, Iran. You have problems in the Taiwan Sea, the Philippines area. That would be the sea in China. You have a commentary by the Ukrainian president that they're going to launch a serious offensive operations. I don't know what serious means, but in Crimea, that would be the R in BRICS. And well, you just have a problem everywhere. And there's going to be a problem in South Africa probably soon, and there's going to be a bigger problem in Latin America soon. Anyway, but be happy, right? Data on deck, as mentioned, is CPI, right? Attached at the premium at bottom is UBS expects a dip. They are likely buying it for clients. ING, the report we just excerpted from, and Citi pays attention to gold again. I'm Vince. That's it for today. Have a great day.